Good morning, and welcome to the conference call of JSL to discuss the earnings regarding the third quarter 2019. Today with us are Mr. Fernando Simões, CEO, and Denis Ferrez, CFO and IR officer. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should any of you need assistance during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to inform you that this conference call is being recorded and it has simultaneous interpretation into English. Before going on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business outlooks, projections, operating and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of JSL management and rely on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of the company and lead to results that will materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Now, we'll turn the call to Mr. Fernando Simões. Please, Mr. Simões, you may go on. Good morning, everyone. We are starting the release of our earnings for the third quarter 19 for JSL and its affiliates. So we are going to start on page 2, starting with the main highlights of the third quarter 19. We had consolidated net income of 66 million reals in the third quarter 19, an increase of 22% year-on-year. That reflects part of the operational transformation that resulted in independent management of all our businesses. We had consolidated net revenue from services of 1.8 billion reals, a growth of 5% year-on-year, with EBITDA increasing by 22%, totaling 511 million reals, with margin of 28.9, an increase of 4 percentage points compared to the same period last year. Also, we had a decrease in our leverage that went to 3.6 times in the third Q19, mostly organically, in that 18% lower than compared to that of the third Q18 and 10% lower than 2Q19. Vamos reached a record net income of 38 million reals, growth of 10% year-on-year, totally 107 million reals in net income in the first 9 months of 19. That is growth of 13% compared to the same period of last year. Vamos continues to combine growth and profitability in a unique platform of businesses in which in its operation. JSL Logística reached a EBITDA of 119 million reals, 7.5% up year-on-year, as a result of the transformation of its operating model. And the company is ready to benefit from the start of the economic recovery in Brazil based on a large portfolio of services and being inserted in the provision of services to the main Brazilian industries. CS Brazil reached a EBITDA of 62 million reals, growth of 5.3% year-on-year, with an increase of 6.5% in fleet management and outsourcing. It went from 62 to 67% in terms of its gross revenues from services, if we compare 3Q18 to 3Q19, in line with its strategic plans. Movida reached record EBITDA of 191 million reals, growth of 61% year-on-year, and EBITDA margin of 51%, 12.3 percentage points above that of the last year, thus confirming their continuous operation and evolution in all its business lines. The EBITDA margin for used car sales reached minus 0.5%, an increase of 6.3 percentage points compared to the 3Q18, which is the best result since the company's IPO. Now we are moving on to page 3, where we talk about the main numbers for JSL as a consolidated company. Net revenues, EBITDA, and net income. So in the bottom upper part of the slide, you have net revenues. We had net revenues from services in the last 9 months of 6,839 million reals. Total revenues of 9,186. When we talk, still in the bottom part, we have net revenue from services in the first 9 months of 18. We have 5.144 million reals against, in the same period, 4,723 million reals, growth of 9% of our net revenues from services in the first 9 months of the year. Still in the upper part to the right, we talk about our EBITDA. In the last 9 months of the third quarter in 19, we had EBITDA of 1.937 billion reals. The first 9 months of 18 was 1,505 against 1,165 in the same period last year, growth of 29% of our EBITDA. In the third quarter 19, we had the 512 million reals of EBITDA with an expansion of margins by 4 percentage points against the third quarter 18, where we had 24.9% in EBITDA. So on page 3, well, we talk about net income in the bottom part. In the last 12 months, in the third quarter 19, we had net income of 259 million reals, which means a margin of 2.8%. When we compare to the year of 18, that means growth of 37% and a increase of margin of 0.5 percentage points. And just for us to understand this page, in here we show growth of 9% of net revenues from services. And EBITDA in the same period had growth of 29% and our net income 54%. Again, that shows our focus on selecting better services, and this has been contributing to the improvements in our results. Without creating any expectations, we believe these improvements of results start to reflect all the operational transformation and the changes in the business model that we made in recent years. Now I'm going to turn on to Dennis to give you a bit more detailed numbers about each one of the companies and consolidated numbers. Please, Mr. Verres. Thanks, Mr. Zemoyne. Good morning, everyone. We are going to slide number 4, where we talk about the investments made in the third quarter 19. Consolidated net capex reached 551 million reals, 1.5 in gross investment, minus 698 reals in the sale of assets. It's important to highlight that the net investment was to expand business mostly. And now we have in the individual companies in the same period. Infirmos, net capex of 71 million reals, logistics 46 million reals, CS Brazil, net capex of 88 million reals, and Movida, net capex for the quarter 323 million reals. So on the same slide, we have the highlights of the net capex year to date. The company until September invested 2,282 million reals. And again, I would like to highlight that logistics is a much more asset-light operation. Until September 19, we had only 106 million reals. So I'm going to go to the next slide to give you a breakdown about the gross debt amortization schedule and our cash position. So I'm on slide number 5. In terms of indebtedness, you see our position of 4,306 million reals of cash that is available in the end of the quarter. This amount is almost two times the debt to be matured in the next 12 months. Also to reinforce is that this amount available, together with the firm guarantees that we have, are equivalent to the coverage of the whole of the amortization schedule until the year of 2021. In this quarter, we had several instruments, debentures, CRIs, Tier A's and PN's in several companies of the group, with the raising of 1.8 billion in bonds. In the year, it is 3.6 billion reals. In this quarter, specifically, we advanced the settlement of debts with higher spread in a total close to 700 million reals. Now, talking about the cost of our gross debt, in the third quarter 19, it was 8.2%, but the next, after these movements we mentioned in terms of management of liabilities, previous advanced settlements and the drop of interest rates, we are probably going to go to a close 7.3, almost 1 percentage point down. And in the third quarter, because of the cash carry, was at 9%, and it will also benefit from the movement I mentioned to you. This net debt in the end of the quarter, total 7 billion reals, a decrease of 350 million compared to the previous quarter. As for the covenants of the company that are connected to leverage ratio, we have those that are for Brazil and those that are for abroad. In Brazil, we have net debt over EBITDA added, and we are at 1.7 times, and our covenant is 3.5. And the idea is maintenance here. The event is maintenance. Then also in Brazil, we have EBITDA added over net interest. We are at 5.6, the minimum would be 2, and we also follow under maintenance. And leverage connected to bonds and international issuances, net debt over EBITDA, we are at 3.6 times, the maximum would be 4.6 times, so quite okay, and follows the concept of incurrence. As for the running rate of the leverage ratio, remember that our business, we always make investments in advance because of the financial flow. When you analyze the first 9 months of 19, just for you to understand the benefits of capital invested for growth, we are at 3.5 times when we consider net debt over EBITDA. So now I'm going to the next page, page number 6, and on the slide, we show our CapEx, net CapEx of recent years vis-a-vis our leverage. So to tell you a bit of the history of this life of the company, the years of recession, 15, 16, 17, we invested in the development of Movida. And therefore, in 16, we had the net debt over EBITDA leverage of 5 times. Since then, we have been bringing this indicator down to lower levels. And you see in the bottom of the graph that the investments for growth, mostly, that are in red, did not stop being made. And that shows the assertiveness of investments made and consequent generation of cash, promoting continuous development of the company, and is still being able to gradually decrease our leverage. Obviously, in the 9 months of 19, for you to have this record of volume of net investment, it is already above the whole of the year last year of 93% connected to expansion. We had the follow-on of Movida that captured 500 million in primary and 300 million in secondary. That shows our commitment to continue developing companies and gradually continue to reduce our leverage levels. Now I'm going to move on to slide number 7. In slide number 7, we show the breakdown of JSL consolidated numbers, profitability. again the first 9 months of 19. So starting on the left, we have Vamos. In the 9 months, it contributed with 107 million reals, closing the third quarter with leverage of 2.4 times and ROIC of 12.4%. Then Movida, below, net income of 144 million reals, net debt EBITDA ratio 2.3 times, and ROIC of 9.2% in the first 9 months, 19. And then CIAT Brazil, net income of 54 million, leverage lower than one time, and ROIC of 8.2%. On your right, we have JSL Logistics with net income of 78 million reals, leverage of 2.8 times, and ROIC of 9.3%. Original, our dealerships, net income of 8 million reals, and ROIC of 9.5%. And BBC Leasing, 6 million, and ROIC of 19.5%. If you take a look at the slide and thinking of the contribution of each one of the companies, we have the total of 396 million reals, what we call company's income. Then we deduct the financial expenses on investments in companies after taxes, which is 198 million, and the net result that we had in 9 months, year to date, 198 million reals, growth of 54% year on year. Consolidated ROIC for the 9 months annualized was 9.4%. I'd like to emphasize that when we look at each one of the businesses, we know that we can improve our returns, either by introducing more services in some of these companies or based on the opportunity to continuously increase efficiency, change portfolios in some of them, focusing on new businesses with more profitability, and also because some of these companies are ready to enjoy the recovery of the Brazilian economy. So this is our commitment, the commitment of continue growing and seeking continuous improvement of our results. With that, I'll turn the call back to Mr. Simões. Please, Mr. Simões. Thank you, Denis. On page 8, we are going to talk about the main results of the first 9 months, 19, compared to the same period last year. Starting with JSL Logistics, net revenue from services, 2.2 billion. And although it's almost the same as the period last year, EBITDA grew 27%, totally 309 million reals, and net income 60.7%, totally 78 million reals. That shows clearly the improvement of margins. CS Brazil had growth in net revenue from services of 5.5%, totally net revenue of 554 million reals. EBITDA grew 24.8%, reaching 199 million reals. Net income had a slight drop, reaching 54 million reals, because in this company we allocated a higher debt because I had a higher financial cost. Vamos, net revenues of 889 million reals, growth of 24%. Net revenue from services grew 13%, reaching EBITDA of 390 million reals and net income of 107 million reals with net margin of 14.5%. Original, we had growth in revenues of 19%. EBITDA reached 27 million reals, growth of 66%, and net income 8 million reals, 1.3%. BBC Leasing, our financial services, although incipient, but extremely complementary and strategic to our business model, reached net revenue of 29 million reals, growth of 25%, EBITDA of 10 million reals, and net income of 6 million reals, net margin of 19.1%. Movida reached to net revenue from services of 1,059 million reals, growth of 24%. EBITDA 496 million reals, that means growth of 46%, and net income of 144 million reals, growth of 33.1%. When we look at the numbers of JSL all consolidated on the right part of this slide, we reach net revenue from services of 5,144 million reals. That means growth of almost 9%. EBITDA of 1,505 million, which means growth of 29% over the same period last year. And we reached net income of 198 million reals, which is growth of 54%. And our net debt EBITDA ratio had significant reduction to 3.6 times. As we can see, all the companies show in their results significant improvements in the amount of EBITDA, net income, completely detached from their increasing revenues. That is, even in a market that is hard and a difficult time of Brazilian economy, we have been able to increase our net new revenues from services in most of our affiliates, and also a significant increase of EBITDA and net income, in line with our strategic planning that was communicated to the market in last years, that our management was changing, transforming some businesses, creating others, and consolidated other operational and management models. We are going to now open for your questions so that we can clarify any questions you still have. And once again, thank you very much for attending the call. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question from the list, just press pound. Our first question comes from Lucas Marchiori from BTG Pactual. Hello, everyone. Good morning, Denis, Fernando. Can you hear me okay? Yes? Loud and clear. Good morning, Lucas. How are you? Great. I had a bit of a technical problem, so I couldn't listen to hear part of the presentation. But I have two questions. First, Fernando, if you could give us a bit more color of Vamos with an acceleration of used vehicles, I would like to know if that reflects a better market, if the truck market is showing some improvements. I would like to know what's your feeling about the used market for trucks. And then is the second question, you had a slight a decrease in the returns of CS Brazil. We had the operation of São José dos Campos. Well, what could we see from now onwards? Thank you very much. Thanks, Lucas. This is Bernard. Talking still about used vehicles. You know that Vamos has an arm of trucks, used trucks. It's still an incipient market, but it has been creating a platform separate from Vamos that also work with the purchase and sale of used trucks. And also we are working very strategically to sometimes advance the replacement of trucks when you have a market that will purchase those assets. So these are the kind of things that you can see, Lucas, in sometimes a higher or a lower sale asset. Sometimes you have the asset available, or because you advance that, or because you have a good market for used trucks. So Vamos now has a differentiated digital platform, and I think that it's going to be a very important channel for Vamos in the future. Another point, our trucks and assets, for some time, we have had very low inventory of sales. If we had more used trucks, we would even sell more. So the sale of assets is not a problem. And we are not really seeing a boom in the used trucks model. The market is going okay. If you know the market, you can develop and sell with no major problem. I'm going to turn the call to Dennis, and then if I can add to the answer, I'm here. Hi, Lucas. This is Dennis. Thanks for your question. As for the ROI Cups, yes, Brazil, this is dilution of a retractive movement that we had in the second quarter. What's most important here is to look onwards precisely. This is a company that we are repositioning in terms of portfolio. As you mentioned very well, we divested passenger transportation operation in the month of October, so it's not in the numbers of the third quarter because we wanted to increase returns. We also will divest in another one in December, and we have accelerated its development in fleet management and outsourcing for the public sector. And in the release, what we say is that this is a unit that has been shown over return over capital invested close to 11. And so that's why I have this personal belief that our returns will converge to fleet management and outsourcing in TS Brazil with higher returns close to 11%. Okay? Yes, very clear, Denis and Fernando. Thanks for the answers and have a good day. You too. Our next question comes from Victor Muniz from Bradesco BBI. I have two questions. The first is a follow-up about Lucas' question from CS Brazil. Denis mentioned that the marginal growth of CS Brazil has a ROIC of 11%. I would like to know the speed of this evolution, that is, when we should see the renewal of the capital invested. And the second question with regard to leverage. We see an improvement, as you showed in the presentation, going from 5 to 3.5 times. And that has to do with the Movida operation, but also a significant improvement in the group's stability. What I would like to know, if it makes sense for us to have another leverage, maybe an IPO for Vamos, to accelerate the deleveraging, and what level you would consider ideal for the group. Okay, let's start from the end, Victor. We are sure that we are going to gradually deleverage the company, as we said in the company, in an organic manner. We did not have the need to have any movement in the capitals market. And obviously, Fernando is next to me. He can even add to what I tell you. But let me tell you about CS Brazil first. CS Brazil does have lower leverage, indeed, but in a process from here to the end of the year of allocating the volume of debt that it has, which is about 3 times, and remove what you consider being an indebtedness of the holding and allocating things so that this unit will have a suitable leverage. So this is something that is going to be done. What I see for the future is that all investments that we made, as I mentioned in the presentation, were very assertive to generate cash for the future. Everything based in contracts that gives a certainty of cash expansion. And that is why we are convinced that deleveraging will be gradual. Even looking at the volume of investment, I mentioned 2.3 billion net capex, and this is basically for growth, and we haven't seen the benefits of that yet. If you do the math only with 9 months, we should be, instead of 3.6, 3.5. But some investments were made more to the end of this period than in the beginning. So we continue to see deleverage. And this is just a decision of the company in its discretion. We are not obliged to do that. We know because we believe we are going to create value with that. I'm going to pass it on to Fernando to talk a bit about the strategy of the group. Well, just to reinforce what Dennis said, Part of our strategic planning is to have a gradual drop in leverage. You know, we have Movida, and we have the result of the CapEx based on what we invested in previous year. What we are doing is that just reaping the fruits of the previous invested CapEx. So our net CapEx is discretionary. We do it or not, and we continue to invest in the company. And based on what has been invested yet, we can see a drop, again, much more based on organic movements, going from 5 to 3.6. And it makes sense to continue doing that. And our goal in the end of next year is, again, to have significant reduction organic, without considering IPOs, follow-ons, and etc. But we always say, and I would like to reinforce, having an IPO or follow-on or not is a consequence, not an objective. The company's growth is not based on that. Thank you. Our next question comes from Lucas Lett from Santander. Good morning, everyone. I have two questions. The first with regard to Vamos. If you could have additional color in terms of trends for Vamos and the potential of operating leverage. You take a look at revenues, growth of EBITDA. Sometimes we cannot capture the whole capacity of the company. And second, about JSL Logistics. From now on, how do you see the focus for the growth of revenues in logistics? Is it revenue minus contract? Is it adding new contracts? What is your mindset for logistics? So these are the two questions. Hello, Lucas. This is Denis. Thanks for your question. Well, specifically speaking about Vamos, we believe Vamos will improve its returns, and there are some options. We can add more services or having more contracts, contracts with more services, or reversing contracts that now do not have services, force contracts with services because that brings more returns, and also because of the negotiation, purchase, and sales of trucks, which is a differentiated know-how that Congress. And when you say you cannot see, whenever you sell more assets, especially assets, fixed assets and not commercialization assets, that can dilute the margin. But the return is there, and you see it annualized the numbers. In the quarter, return on equity in Vamos extended and reached almost 22%. That for a company that has low leverage, 2.4 times. So regardless of that, we believe in continuous improvement because of the levers I just mentioned to you. If you think I have answered your questions, I'm going to turn on to Fernando to talk about logistics. Well, just to add to Vamos, what is very important. Vamos has a unique business platform and with lots of synergy and our DNA that is in the group, which is provide services to our clients. So we know competition in the market can be relevant, but you know, in the segment of logistics, you know, no market is more competitive. And now Vamos is starting to enjoy its capacity of scale and to buy and sell assets. So I'm not going to say that margin is going to produce much more or not so much, but I know we still have a lot to do with Vamos, much more than what has been done so far. We are quite happy with its development. Logistics. Well, we believe that the economy in Brazil has not picked up that. We are all, you know, really hoping for that. But the logistics operation now is completely asset-light. We have developed a lot in the last 12 months, systems to work on a very large integration platform that is operational management and clients So without creating expectations, I would say that we still have an idleness of 20-25%, and with what we are creating, because the industries are still affected, they need prices. And more we understand that logistic margins are going to be pressured. So what have we been doing? We're working on costs. We are working with systems so that we have scale, enjoy scale, and with that, enjoy returns. And scale will come organically from the platform of systems that we have using differentiated intelligence and with the recovery of economy, making that help us. That will help logistics in growth. But we haven't lost focus. We are quite diligent with costs and in selecting new businesses. Always but trying to focus on perhaps not fantastic margin, but a sustainable and responsible business. And just going back to Vamos, you're talking about the operating leverage. So this is not exactly what I'm going to talk about, but looking at the results, sometimes you cannot see the benefits of all investments made. You see an acceleration of contract origination in Vamos with 32% growth compared to the same period last year. Now, when you take a look at the company numbers, this is coming in gradually. So that already gives you visibility of an expansion of results and the company's cash generation when you have the full benefits of previous investments made. Okay? Great. Great. Thank you very much, Dennis. Thanks very much, Fernando. Thank you. Our next question comes from Fernando Abdala from JP Morgan. Hello, good morning, Fernando, Dennis. Many of the questions were answered. I just would like to understand a bit of competition in the environment of CS Brazil. You have a specific platform for this segment, and you compete with more traditional companies in this segment. How do you see the competition dynamics? You're talking about a ROIC of 11, that seems very good. So what do you see in terms of growth in the competition environment? And in logistics, because it's still a very scattered market, I know that you still have a lot to deliver in terms of deleveraging, but today it seems that you are in a much more comfortable scenario than you were a year and a half ago. Do you have any possibilities of consolidation through M&A in the segment? Thank you. Hi, Fernando. This is Dennis. Thanks for your question. Well, starting with the competition in CS Brazil. Well, this is something that has its particularities. When you have bids that need lots of certificates and rates, we tend to compete with companies that are less known. When you have other bids that do not have restrictions, then you compete with large operators in the sector that we all know. So when you look at Movida, Movida is among the three, we compete with the other two with this kind of bids. But nothing different from what has happened in recent years. And just to add, this is Fernando speaking, more and more you have companies that have mixed capital, public-private, and are being privatized or not. So cost and efficiency. And when the government talks improving the management of public services in safety, inspections, traffic, there has been more demand for bids, more that we had than we had in the past. And we compete with traditional companies, as Dennis mentioned, but also with regional companies. But quite modestly, we have a cost of capital and a cost of purchase of assets that gives CS Brazil an advantage. CS Brazil was part of our commitment in the IPO to be part of this segment. So I would say that CS is a combination of fleet management of outsourcing with the contract similar to Vamos that are 5 years, 60 months, that really make this company be at a level that's completely differentiated. So Movida does not compete with Vamos, and Vamos cannot compete with Movida. That was part of the agreement before the Movida IPO. This segment, although quite similar, but in the public segment, would be with CS Brazil. So our difference has been the capacity to serve and our cost of money, cost of capital. Also to highlight, in CS Brazil, more than 85% of the bids it takes part in have been public auctions by BNL systems and etc. Within governance, we created an extremely professional structure. We have an audited room. We have a whole governance process in our participation. We are very happy and we are focused on that. On fleets more than public transportation. Dennis talked about that. It's a great business and one of the returns that can be even better. And to add, and talking about logistics, now with the corporate restructuring of our group, we're having different companies with defined focus. We always look at possibilities and opportunities of acquisition. Our strategy is to develop organically, but we always look into opportunities. Before, we didn't do that because we would always be diluted by a company that has this role of holding. Now, as the group is structured, we can have one-off M&As. But again, we have systems, we have a base to do our growth organically. And regardless of M&A, always complying with our commitment of improving leverage and indicators more and more. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Pedro Esbalioro from Company Cyber. Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I have a very quick question. I would like to know if now that you're finally delivering results as a holding, if you have any idea of having a follow-on in JSL. Pedro, this is Fernando speaking. This is not part of our strategic planning, thinking of a follow-on at the top, at JSL. But again, being quite transparent, today we are very open. If we are going to improve indicators of the group, if we are going to contribute to generate value to shareholders and the development of our company, this is our priority. Again, the focus is to improve return to shareholders, have economic financial support of our business, so under a feeling of responsibility, talking to the board, we will look at anything that can develop all the companies, have good return for shareholders, and have sustainable development of our services. So tomorrow, if we feel the need to have the movement, we can consider it. And that is true for JSL as the holding, but to all other companies. What we don't want is to do away with our values, our culture, and our way of doing business, because we believe this is the greatest difference of our company. People that have been with us for so long, and those not so much. The combination of old and new that are part of our history. Thank you. Thank you very much. Understood. As a reminder, if you have a question, just press star 1. Renato Azan from Banco do Brasil would like to ask a question. Mr. Renato Azan from Banco do Brasil, hello, good morning. I have one question about the effective rate of income tax. It seems that in the third quarter it was below the second quarter and year on year. Could you comment on that? Yes. Hi, Renato. This is Denis. How are you? Well, you have an option when you recognize credit, especially in service taxes, ICMS, and we changed the option on how to recognize that. Because this is not go through the financial balance sheet, it is in the tax balance sheet, this was the reason for us to reduce the bracket. It is, the technical term is credit based on obligation. Okay, thank you. Again, if you have a question, just press star one. Once again, to ask a question, just press star one. There are no more questions, so I'm going to turn the call to Mr. Simões for his final considerations. Please, Mr. Simões, you may go on. Well, once again, I would like to thank you all for attending. And to close, I would like to give you an overall picture of how we see our businesses. Movida shows clearly its capacity of management with recurrent deliveries and improvement. You know, people talk about used cars. If you look at the recent quarters, we improved sales, occupation rate, rent-a-car rates. That shows improvement of all its indicators and maturity that is quite differentiated for Movida. Movida's main difference is the focus on the customer and in providing differentiated services in a segment that is changing by individuals and companies. So it is crucial to work with people that like to serve people. And with that, we are bringing results to shareholders, growing in a sustainable way, and we are prepared to grow organically with a fantastic and strong culture of values, which is important for a company that is in retail and wants to more and more appeal to its clients and show better results to its shareholders. Fantastic management in the retail with so many opportunities in the rent-a-car segment. Vamos. Vamos is the only company that has a business platform with independent companies, but extremely complementary, like the truck dealerships. It is the largest Volkswagen truck dealership network in Brazil. It has the largest used truck network, buying and selling its own assets, but also assets from third parties. And its main focus on the rental of machinery, trucks, and equipment. But not a rental like a financial company, but using our DNA of services in the scale of purchases that is completely differentiated, and our people. That contributes to the growth that you see in Vamos and the improvement of its results, and more importantly, customer loyalty. When we look at logistics, we transformed the company in the last 3-4 years. The company is practically completely asset light. It has improved the results. We are investing a lot in systems that will contribute for the company to have much more scalability and much lower costs. And that makes us believe that we have a company with a unique positioning that will contribute to results, increased volumes, and especially after the recovery of the company. We believe that we are starting to see signs of many clients that are listening to us, and in customized services, customers are preparing for the resumption of company. CS Brazil, I talked to a lot about that, but the focus is CS Fleet, so CS Trotas, that is a company under CS Brazil, is a public company with mixed capital, and fleet management and outsourcing, just like Movida, with contract like Vamos of 6 months. So it is a mix that is fantastic for the predictability of its revenues. Also important to highlight is JSL Leasing no longer calls GSL Leasing, but BBC Leasing, which is our financial leasing arm. It is still incipient, but it is complementary to the whole of the group, with great potential to grow and contributes to our companies by paying truck drivers, financing trucks from Vamos, and that can help with the customer and client loyalty in any of the companies we control. And Original Veículos, our dealership network, again, extremely complementary to our business with purchases, sales, and relationships with OEMs. And to close, once again, I would like to tell you that all the improvements we are showing to you, results, better net income, better EBITDA, even with lower growth, but with better margins, and this change of our portfolio, decrease of indebtedness, our transformation of business units into completely independent companies, were part of our plan developed by the management together with the board. This is a result of planning and execution that was quite diligent in recent years and that we have commented with you during our earnings release. We are creating bases and management models that are customized by company. It's not that we just changed and transformed the companies. We have customized management operational models per company, and that enables us to go into a new cycle where we are going to reap the fruit of what we grew in better margins, better income, and better scale in our companies without doing away with our culture, values, and people. And a result of all this work, we will have the natural consequence of a drop in our leverage. Just to close, on behalf of our team, JSL, CF Brazil, Movida, BBC, Original, we would like to thank you for your trust in all these years and reassure our commitment of working hard for the sustainable development of our businesses, looking at our shareholders, clients, suppliers in a sustainable manner. Once again, thank you very much, and on behalf of our team. JSL's conference call is now closed. We thank you very much for attending and wish you a good day.